我们低头一同祷告。
Shall we all bow and pray?
主啊，你是圣洁的神，但是你竟然愿意接纳我们到你跟前的亲近跟敬拜。
Lord, you are holy God, yet you're willing to accept our praises and worship.
主，我们真的感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
主，我们真的是般嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人当中的人。
Lord, we're truly a group of people with unclean lips and living among the people with unclean lips.
主，我们求你用你的炭火点我们的嘴唇，接近我们的嘴唇。
Lord, may your fire touch our lips and cleanse us.
以致我们一同的彼此到你跟前交通你的话语。
So that when we gather before you to share your words,
我们也求你接近我们的耳朵，以致我们能够有一个清洁的心来聆听。
May you clean our ears as well, so that we may have a clean heart to come and hear your word.
主，我们求你的旨意在我们中间更多的成就。
Lord, may your will be done among us.
我们也求你不单只接近我们，并且用圣灵高讲的、翻译的、跟听的。
Lord, may you not only cleanse us, but also may your Holy Spirit anoint the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners.
以致讲的、翻的、听的，我们都一同在你跟前蒙恩典。
So that the speaker, the interpreter, and the listeners will all be under your grace.
主，我们奉你的名，求你捆绑撒旦一切的工作。
Lord, under your name, may you bind the Satan and all his works.
叫撒旦蒙羞。
So that the Satan will be put to shame.
叫你自己的名被高举。
So that your own name will be exalted.
以致你被高举的时候，你就吸引我们的心，快跑，单纯的来跟从。
So that when you are uplifted, you will attract our hearts to come and follow you.
主，我们把我们每个人的限制软弱都交给你。
And we commit to you our own limitations and weakness.
我们感谢你乐意听我们的祷告。
And we thank you for listening to our prayers.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
主若愿意，我盼望从旧约的撒母耳记上下来一个一个的看几位圣经的人物。
If the Lord willing, I will look through the Bible from the first and second Samuel to look some characters in the Bible.
第一个人物是撒母耳。
The first character is Samuel.
他是一个转移时代的人。
He's a person who turns the age.
上个月我们已经从撒母耳记上的第一章和第二章上半段来交通到他。
Last month we shared about Samuel from chapter 1 and the first half of chapter 2 of Samuel.
今天我们继续从撒母耳记上的第二章下半段往后来看撒母耳。
Today we will continue looking at this character from the second half of chapter 2 in the book of Samuel and onwards.
上次我们讲过撒母耳这个名字在旧约希伯来原文里头有两部分组成。
Last time we mentioned that the name of Samuel in the original Hebrew language was made up of two parts.
就是 Shama 和 El.
Which is Shama and El.
就是指着聆听和神的意思。
Which means listening and God.
合起来就是神聆听或者是聆听神的意思。
So when we put them together, it means God listening or listening to God.
上次我们交通到撒母耳的出生本身 就是跟神聆听有关系的。
Last time we shared that the birth of Samuel was to do with God listening.
他是由于神聆听他的母亲哈拿的祷告而出生的。
He was born because God listened to the prayer of his mother, Hannah.
今天我们盼望交通到聆听神这方面。
Today we're going to share on the part of listening to God.
撒母耳的出生叫我们看见神聆听。
The birth of Samuel showed us God listens.
撒母耳的成长叫我们想起聆听神。
The growth of Samuel reminds us of listening to God.
他有一句很出名的话，就是请说仆人静听。
Samuel has a famous quote, which is, speak, your servant is listening.
在我们看撒母耳是怎样学会聆听神之前，先让我们来看一个反面的例子。
Before we look at how Samuel listens to God, shall we first look at some negative examples?
就是当时的大祭司老以利，他是怎样的不懂得聆听。
Which is how the great priest Eli, how he didn't understand to listen to God.
一方面成为我们的警戒。
On one hand, this becomes a warning for us.
另一方面也叫我们更加宝贵和欣赏撒母耳所学会的聆听。
On the other hand, it helps us to cherish and appreciate how Samuel listened to God.
以利、伊莱这个名字在旧约希伯来原文是高的意思。
Eli meant high in the old language Hebrew.
这个名字反映出以利一生有一个特征。
It reflects a feature of Eli all his life.
就是他一生都是坐在高位上的。
That all his life he was sitting on a very high position.
撒母耳记上四章十五节告诉我们他一生的寿命是九十八岁。
In Samuel, the first Samuel chapter 4 verse 15, it tells us that Eli was 98 years old.
从年轻开始他就是做祭司的。
And he was priest since young.
按照他的长寿，相信他也做了很久的大祭司。
According to his long life, we believe that he had been a great priest for a long time.
他也曾经同时做过四十年的祭司。
He also was 40 years a judge for Israel.
他一生都在高位上。
And all his life, he sat on a high position.
但是很可惜，在他人生末了的一段日子当中，因着不懂得聆听，却慢慢的沉下去。
But pitifully, in the last few years in his life, because he did not know how to listen to God, and his life is falling.
正如圣灵在撒母耳记上四章十八节说，以利就从他的位上往后跌倒，在门旁截断颈项而死，因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重。
First Samuel chapter 4:18 says, when he mentioned Eli fell backward off his chair by the side of the gate, his neck was broken and he died, for he was an old man and heavy.
以利除了由于血缘关系做大祭司以外，
apart from Eli being a high priest because of tradition, because he's a descendant of Aaron, he's descendant of Aaron.
他也能够被神立为以色列的士师。
He was set by God to be a leader for Israelite people.
所以相信他是一个曾经在神手中一个有用的仆人。
So we believe that he used to be a very useful servant of God.
很可能他在年轻的时候也是一个懂得聆听的人。
It's very likely that when he was young, he knew how to listen to God.
但是不知道几时开始，他对神的聆听就慢慢退化了。
Yet we don't know when he started to deteriorate from listening to God.
成为一个非常不懂得聆听神的人。
And he became someone who did not know how to listen to God.
因着他不懂得聆听神，也变得不懂得聆听人。
And because of that, he started to not listen to men as well.
上次我们从撒母耳记上第二章十二节到十七节，看过以利两个做祭司的儿子。
We read from chapter 2, 12, verse 12 to 17, which showed us how Eli's two sons were priests at that time.
他们在献祭的事上是怎样的贪心？
And how those two sons were greedy on the matter of sacrifice.
怎样的藐视献祭的人？
And how they despised the person who came to offer sacrifices.
藐视耶和华的祭物。
How they despised the sacrifice.
我们现在来看第二章二十二到二十五节。
Let's look at verse 22 to 25 in 1 Samuel chapter 2.
我们一起来读。
Shall we read them together?
以利年甚老迈，听见他两个儿子大以色列众人的事，又听见他们与会幕门前伺候的妇人苟合，他就对他们说，你们为何行这样的事呢？我从这众百姓听见你们的恶行，我儿啊，不可这样。我听见你们的风声不好，你们使耶和华的百姓犯了罪。人若得罪人，有祭司审判他；人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。二十二节说以利年甚老迈。
Verse 22 says, Now Eli, who was very old.
这里他有一个聆听。
Here there is a listening here.
二十二节说他听见两个儿子大以色列人的事，就是第二章十二节到十七节藐视耶和华祭物的事。
Here, he heard about everything his son was doing to all Israel, which is recorded in verse 12 to 17, when his son despised the Lord's sacrifices.
但是这里现在这里的听，却说出他有一段很长的时间没有听。
But this heard means there are a long period of time that he wasn't hearing.
因为在十七节到二十二节之间，很可能相隔有好几年的时间。
Because there might be quite a few years between what happened in verse 17 to what happened in verse 22.
在这段时期里头，哈拿再生下三个儿子，两个女儿，一共五个孩子。
During this period of time, Hannah had another three sons and two daughters, altogether five kids.
我们不知道这些孩子年龄相隔多远。
We don't know how many years apart are each of these children.
算平均一年半都要七年。
If we suppose they are 1.5 years apart, then at least there has been 7 years passed.
在这七年当中，好像以利都没有好好聆听。
It seems that during the 7 years, Eli hasn't been listening well.
一直等到二十二节才听见。
Until verse 22, he started to hear about something.
这个听见太迟了。
But it's already too late.
他们跟家是两个儿子跟家是变本加厉的去与会幕门前伺候的妇人苟合。
Because his sons seemed worse and they slept with the women who served at the entrance of to the tent of meeting.
真是胆大包天，罪恶满盈。
They were full of sins.
以利本当及早就要去聆听。
Eli should have heard about these things earlier.
及早去劝诫、警戒责备两个儿子。
He should have go and warn and rebuke his sons at a much earlier time.
甚至去拦阻他们继续犯罪，免得神的荣耀继续受亏损。
And even to stop them at an earlier stage, to stop them from sinning, to sin against God.
但是他们的聆听，他的聆听太迟了。
Yet His listening was too late.
二十四节下半段这样说：然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
And the second half of verse 25 says, However, his sons did not listen to their father's rebuke, for it was the Lord's will to put them to death.
以利的迟迟才听见，是亏欠神的荣耀。
The lateness in Eli's hearing these things really fall short of God's glory.
是亏欠神。
They fall short of God.
亏欠神的百姓。
And the God's people suffered a loss because of that.
亏欠他自己两个儿子。
And also his two sons suffered because of this.
太迟了。
It was too late.
那么为什么以利最初没有好好的聆听？
So why didn't Eli listen well in the beginning?
要这么迟才听见？
And why did he only hear about all these things at such a late time?
可能他们以为两个儿子很好，很孝顺他。
Maybe he thought that his two sons were very good and honored him well.
在他面前表现很好。
And they appeared to be very good in front of their father.
却不知道他们背后是如此得罪神，得罪神的百姓。
Yet he never expected that behind him, his sons sinned against the people and sinned against God.
又可能百姓不敢告诉以利。
Also, it is possible that the other people in Israel dare not to tell Eli.
因为他们惧怕这两个儿子拥有祭司的地位跟权柄。
Because the Israelites, they were afraid of the position and authority of those two priests.
又或者以利很爱这两个儿子。
It's also possible that Eli loved his sons too much.
很可惜这一种爱不是神的爱，乃是人的爱。
And pitifully, this love is not from God. It's only human love.
从神而来的爱是把人带到圣洁的爱那里去。
Love of God will bring people to the holy love of God.
以利这种对儿子的爱是叫他们祭司变本加厉的藐视神。
But the love of Eli towards his son only causes his son to sin more against God.
神的爱是叫爱的对象约发去敬畏神。
God's love instead will cause his children to fear the Lord and revere the Lord all the more.
又或者以利非常享受他的退休生活。
Or Eli might enjoy his retirement very much.
他正在安享晚年。
And he was just enjoying his last few years in his late age.
他宝贵自己的安舒。
And he cherished this type of comfort life.
却忽略了神的见证。
Yet ignore the testimonies of God.
漠视神百姓荒凉的属灵光景。
He ignored the desolate spiritual condition of God's people.
又可能由于二十二节所说的以利年甚老迈。
It's also possible that because Eli was very old, as it said in verse 22.
他老了，身体衰退了。
He was old and weak.
这个生理的退化也影响他魂里头的心思、情感和意志的功能。
The old in the age also affect his function of emotion, his will, and his mind.
甚至灵里头也糊涂了。
And even he became confused in his spirit.
我记得大概十多年前我问过江弟兄。
I remember 10 years ago I asked brother Stephen Kwong.
是不是基督徒老了，身体衰退了，是否会变得糊涂呢？
Is it true that a Christian, as he becomes old, he will become very, very confused and not clear in his mind?
印象当中，江弟兄给我的回复是这样。
I remember that this is the answer Brother Kwong gave me.
他说，正常的不是这样的。
He said that is not true for a normal Christian.
因为保罗说，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Because Paul said, although my physical body becomes worse and worse, week and week, but my inner heart is renewed day by day.
我们不知道以利的没有听和太迟的听的原因是什么。
We do not know exactly what is the reason for Eli's late hearing or not hearing at all.
但是神自己知道。
But God knows himself.
神看见这个光景，就差派一个神人来责备和警告以利。
God knew this condition and he sent a man of God to come and rebuke Eli.
27节的上半段说，有神人来见以利，对他说，耶和华如此说。
Verse 27, first half. Now a man of God came to Eli and said to him,
这神人就把神的话从头到尾告诉以利，一直到36节。
And from verse 27 through until 36, this man of God told Eli all that God has to tell him.
但是以利听是听见了，但是没有反应。
Yes, Eli heard the words, yet he did not have any reactions.
毫无行动。
He had no action and no responses.
祭司容让两个儿子得罪神，破坏神的百姓。
He continued to allow his two sons sinning against God and destroy God's people.
后来有一天，神把对以利家的审判告诉撒母耳了。
And then one day, God told Samuel about the judgment on the family of Eli.
就是在第三章十一节到十四节。
This is recorded in chapter 3, verse 11 to 14.
因为时间关系，我就读给大家听，不用翻译了。
So I will read.
撒母耳记上第三章第十一节到十四节。耶和华对撒母耳说，我在以色列中必行一件奇事，叫听见的人都必以明耳明。我只做以利家所说的话，到的时候我必始终应验在以利身上。我曾告诉他必永远降罚于他的家，因他知道儿子作孽，自招咒诅，却不禁止他们。所以我向以利家起誓说，以利家的罪孽遂限制奉礼物，永不能赎去。那么以利在十七节就向撒母耳说了。
So Eli responded to Samuel in verse 17.
以利说，耶和华对你说什么，你不要向我隐瞒。你若将神对你所说的隐瞒一句，愿他重重的降罚于你。
What was it he said to you? Eli asked, Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you.
那么撒母耳就把一切的话都告诉了以利，并没有隐瞒。
So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him.
然后以利说，这是出于耶和华，愿他凭自己的旨意行。
Then Eli said, He is the Lord, let him do what is good in his eyes.
大家是不是觉得以利在神面前现在是很顺服的？顺服主的主权和安排呢？
So do you all feel that now Eli is very obedient to God's arrangement?
是不是啊？
Is that so?
不是的。
No.
他的接受现实不等于顺服神的主权。
He accepted the reality, but it doesn't mean he obeys God.
读到这里的时候，我就想起在新约有一个外邦的腓尼基的妇人。
When we read to here, it reminded me of a Phoenician woman in the New Testament.
她的女儿被鬼附了。
Her daughter was possessed by a demon.
那么她就求耶稣来帮助。
He pleaded to Jesus to help her.
但是主耶稣说
Yet Jesus said,
在马可福音第七章二十六到二十八节那里说
This is recorded in Mark chapter 7, 28.
他说让儿女先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
So Mark chapter 7, verse 27. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs.
就是说你是外邦人，这个饼是给儿女的，不是给狗的。
Which means you are a Gentile, and this bread is for God's children, not for dogs.
这个腓尼基的母亲，人的母，这个女儿的母亲，没有听出这句话的时候，好了好了，我认命了。
And this mother didn't say, okay, enough, I accept that truth.
她乃是说，不错，但是狗在桌子底下也要吃孩子的碎渣。
Yet he replied, yes, Lord, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.
她要神的帮助。
Because she's in desperate hope of God's help.
她要神的恩典。
He wants God's blessings.
甚至她是不配的。
Even though she's not worthy of it.
甚至好像本来没有安排给她的，她都要神。
As if it was not arranged for her, yet she wants it.
因为她知道。
Because she knew.
无论环境怎样，她就要神，要神的救恩。
No matter what situation it is around her, all she wants is God.
以利面对这个神人，面对这个撒母耳讲到神的审判的时候。
Yet Eli, facing what God has told Samuel about his judgment to his family,
他就接受了。
And he simply accepted.
这个不是真实的顺服。
This is not a true obedience.
这是一个属灵的懒惰。
It is a laziness in spirit.
因为神不想。
Because God's will is not.
神不想要人被咀嚼，神不想人被受审判。
It's not for men to be rejected, to be judged.
神要人得做他的救恩。
God wants men to receive and accept his salvation.
神要人悔改的。
God's will is for men to repent.
但是以利却尊重儿子，而继续让神被藐视，让百姓被破坏。
Yet Eli continued to respect his own sons and allow his God's people to be destroyed.
好像他就认命了。
As if he just accepted the fact.
以利这一个不懂得聆听人，也不懂得聆听神，实在叫人感到很痛心跟难过。
This fact that Eli did not understand how to listen to men and listen to God really makes us feel grieving.
不过这个遗憾不单可以发生在年老的人身上。
Yet this shame, it can happen not only to old people.
也可以发生在中年人。甚至是少年人身上。
It may happen to middle-aged people or young people.
所以以利是我们每一个人的警戒。
So Eli is a warning to every single one of us.
在这个反面教材作为背景底下。
And under the background of this bad example,
我们现在就要来看撒母耳是如何学习聆听的。
Shall we now see how Samuel learned to listen to God?
在撒母耳的成长过程当中，聆听神是他身上一个很重要和特殊的特征。
When Samuel grows up, listening to God becomes a very outstanding feature for him.
第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
耶和华又来站着向前三次呼唤说，撒母耳，撒母耳啊。撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。
The Lord came and stood there, calling us the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening.
就是这个请说，仆人静听，叫撒母耳能够好好的成长。
This word, speak, for your servant is listening, helps Samuel to grow before God.
第三章第一节告诉我们， 童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
Verse 1 in chapter 3 says, The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli.
他当时只是一个童子。
At that time, he was only a young boy.
他却认识和认定自己是耶和华的仆人。
Yet he knew and he was determined to be God's servant.
所以在座的年轻人不可小看自己年轻。
So young people who are sitting here today, do not despise that thinking that you're only young.
要认识自己是神的仆人。
But know that you are God's servant.
正如路加福音第一章七十四、七十五节说，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁、公义侍奉他。
Just like Luke chapter 1 verse 74 and 75 says, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
不单认识自己是神的仆人，
Not only recognizing that you yourself is God's servant,
也要认，不单只是认识自己是神的仆人，也要认定自己是神的仆人。
But also be determined that you are God's servant.
并且学习做一个恭敬聆听的仆人。
Meanwhile, learn to be a reverent servant who listen in fear of God.
现在我们要来问，撒母耳是怎样学会聆听神的呢？
Now let's ask the question, how Samuel learned the lesson to listen to God?
是通过聆听人。
It is through listening to man.
他聆听神安排给他的权柄。
He listens to the authority that God has arranged for him.
聆听神安排给他的年长的以利。
He listens to the words of Eli, who God has arranged for him.
我们现在来仔细一点的看看三章第一节到十节这一段很有趣的记载。
Let's look closely at this interesting paragraph recording verse.1 to 10 in chapter 3.
第二节到第四节，第二节到第四节这样说。
Verse 2 to 4 says,
我们一起来读。
Shall we read together?
一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里，还没有熄灭。撒母耳已经睡了。耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”好，暂时这里。我们注意这句：“我在这里。”
Pay attention to "Here I am."
英文的意思是 "Make myself available."
In English, it means "Make myself available."
我在这里，预备好了去听。
Which means I am here, ready to listen.
撒母耳不是说不要吵我，给我睡多一阵。
Samuel didn't say, "Don't wake me up. I want to continue sleeping."
那么他醒了，看见以利不在旁。第五节就说，他就跑到以利那里。
And Samuel woke up and didn't see Eli next to him. So verse 5 says he ran to Eli and said.
跑这个字是蛮有意思的。
He ran. It's very interesting.
表示他是殷勤的去听。
Means he listened diligently.
快快的去听。
He was so quick to listen.
积极的听。
And he was actively listening.
他不是找机会不听。
He didn't find opportunities to not listen.
反正以利不在旁，他即使抱头大睡了。
Since Eli wasn't next to him, why don't he just continue sleeping?
他反而是跑到以利那里说，你呼唤我，我在这里。
Rather, he ran to Eli and said, here I am.
第五节，以利回答说，我没有呼唤你啊，你去睡吧。
Eli said, I did not call, go back and lie down.
他就去睡了。
And so he went and lay down.
何等听话的孩子。
Very obedient child.
第三章一节，童子这个字。
In verse 1, chapter 3, the boy.
在旧约希腊原文里头叫 Naga.
In Hebrew language, it is the word Naga.
在撒母耳记上第一章到第三章就出现过十二次。
This word appeared 12 times between chapter 1 and 3.
翻译为孩子、童子、少年人。
Can be translated to child, boy, a young man.
所以所指的年龄段呢是可以很广的。
So the age can have a wide range.
但是我们不要以为撒母耳当时只是个四五岁没有思想傻傻的孩子。
But please don't think that Samuel is only 4 or 5 years old and a very simple-minded child.
所以才这样听话。
And that's why he listened so well.
那时他已经是五个弟弟妹妹的大哥。
But at that time he was the big brother of five little brothers and sisters.
加上他是断奶以后才去圣殿的。
And plus, he was brought to the temple after he was weaned.
犹太人是三岁才断奶的。
And in Jewish people, the children were weaned at 3 years old.
所以你加起来。
So when you add up all these years,
他很可能已经是十二岁或者超过十二岁有自己看法的少年人。
It is very possible that he's already over 12 years old and has independent thinking.
第六、第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
一起来读。
Shall we read together?
耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里去说，你呼唤我，我在这里。以利回答说，我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。虽然撒母耳当时还没有个人里头真实 遇见主认识主，
although Samuel hadn't yet known the Lord yet，
也未得耶和华的默示，
and he hasn't received the word of the Lord，
他却是学会了聆听人，聆听前面的年长的。
Yet he's learned to listen to men, to listen to the people ahead of him.
聆听他在上面的权柄。
Listen to the authority above him.
第八节到第十节。
Verse 8 to 10.
我们一起来读。
Shall we read together?
耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子，因此以利对撒母耳说，你人去睡吧，若再呼唤你，你就说，耶和华请说，仆人静听。撒母耳就去，人睡在原处。耶和华又来站着，向前三次呼唤说，撒母耳，撒母耳。撒母耳回答说，说，请说，仆人静听。所以我们看见撒母耳是 这样去通过听人的话来学习怎样去听神的话。
So through listening to men, Samuel learned to listening to God.
这个教他学习谦卑的顺服。
This has taught him to be humble and to obey.
当他以后真的能够听见，能够听得懂神的话的时候，他就不会骄傲。
That is so that later on, when he knew how to listen to God, how to understand, when he understood what God told him, he would not be proud.
因为他明白他所得着的都是神借着其他人来帮助他教导他。
Because he knew what he gained are all through other people's help.
他不会以为自己有神的话就看不起他的权柄。
He would not look down upon his authority because he received the word of God.
也不能够再懂得如何聆听他的权柄。
Or didn't know how to listen anymore to God's word.
Or his authority.
His authority.
撒母耳聆听最美丽的地方还不在这里。
The most beautiful place in Samuel's listening to God is not yet to come.
难怪神能拣选他成为扭转时代的人。
That is why God chose Samuel to be a person who turned the whole age.
这个美丽的地方是撒母耳是从一个不懂得聆听神的老以利那里学习聆听神的。
And this beautiful place is how Samuel learned to listen to God from Eli who did not listen to God.
看到这里我们就明白撒母耳学习聆听背后是存有多大的谦卑。
So from this, we can see that behind Samuel's learning to listen to God, it is such a great humbleness in him.
所以在第二章二十六节，圣经说，孩子撒母耳渐渐长大，耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
So chapter 2 verse 26 says, And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature.And in favor with the Lord and with men.
这个谦卑的聆听不单只叫撒母耳经历主的祝福。
The humbleness in listening not only allows Samuel to experience God's blessings,
也能够保护在蒙福中的撒母耳不变的骄傲。
But also it is keeping Samuel who's under God's blessing to keep him from being proud.
叫他恩上加恩，福中加福。
So that he received grace upon grace, blessing upon blessing.
正如在三章十九节到二十节这样说。
Just like chapter 3, verse 19 to 20.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。从但到别十巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。
The Lord was with Samuel as he grew up.And he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord.
我相信这个跟他母亲哈拿背后的祷告有极大的关系。
I believe this has much to do with the prayer of Hannah, the mother of Samuel.
神借着哈拿的祷告叫撒母耳出生。
Through Hannah's prayer, Samuel was born.
也借着哈拿的祷告叫撒母耳恩上加恩的成长。
And through Hannah's prayer, Samuel grew up under his grace.
所以做家长的要恒切的为孩子的成长祷告。
So parents, pray fervently for your children's growth.
不要灰心。
Do not lose hope.
神是听祷告的。
Because our God listens to prayer.
神特别喜悦借着信心的祷告，他必赏赐的。
God listens to the prayer which comes from the faith, and this really pleased him.
希伯来书十一章第七节这样说。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 says.
第六节。
Verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信有神或者说信神是且信他赏赐那寻求他的人
And without faith it is impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him
我们靠着信心到主跟前祷告，主一定赏赐的。
By the faith we come before the Lord and pray to Him, and He will reward.
撒母耳的名字在他一生当中是很有意思的。
Samuel's name really impacts his life.
他的出生是由于神聆听他母亲哈拿的祷告。
His birth was due to God listens to Hannah, his mother's prayer.
撒母耳在成长中学会聆听人，也因此学会聆听神。
And through Samuel's growth, he learned to listen to man and listen to God.
当他学会聆听神的时候，神就将自己的默示给撒母耳。
As he learned to listen to God, God gave his own revelation to him.
立他为先知。
He was attested as a prophet.
叫他有话可说。
So that he has God's word to say.
不是私话。
These are not private words.
乃是主的话。
These are words from God.
神也要叫别人聆听他。
And God made other people to listen to him.
神立他为先知。
Because God set him as a prophet.
并且我们慢慢就发现，不单止人要聆听撒母耳。
And gradually we found that not only men came to listen to Samuel.
神自己也喜悦乐意去聆听撒母耳的祷告。
God himself is willing and pleased to listen to Samuel's prayer.
因为他就慢慢就好像他母亲哈拿一样。
Because gradually Samuel is like his mother Hannah.
成为一个神聆听的人，一个祷告的人。
Becomes a man that God listens to. Becomes a man of prayer.
难怪最终他成为神手中宝贵的器皿。
No wonder he became the precious vessel in God's hand.
做一个为神扭转时代的先知和士师。
He became a prophet and a judge that turned around the history of Israel.
为神寻得一个合乎他心意的王大卫。
And he found a king that's after God's heart, David.
把那个个人任意而行的300多年黑暗的士师时代带进神主权的国度时代。
And brought this dark age, about 300 years of the age of judges, into the glorious kingdom, which pleases God's heart.
我们今天没有很多时间看撒母耳是怎样一个祷告的人。
So today we do not have much time to look at how Samuel is a man of prayer.
或许我们也可以读几段的圣经。
But maybe we can read a few portions of scripture.
撒母耳记上第七章。
First Samuel chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5.
撒母耳说：“要使以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。”
Then Samuel said, "Assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you."
他是个祷告的人。
He is a man of prayer.
他主动的为神的百姓祷告。
He actively prayed for God's people.
第七、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人。以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住地为我们呼求耶和华我们的神，救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. And when the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines.They said to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of Philistines."
以色列人知道撒母耳是个祷告的人。
Israelites knew that Samuel was a man of prayer.
也知道他愿意为他们祷告。
They knew he would like to pray for them.
所以他们就到撒母耳，请他为他们祷告。
So they went to Samuel and asked him to intercede for them.
第九节
Verse 9
撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献与耶和华做全身的燔祭为以色列人呼求耶和华耶和华就应允他
Then Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it up as a whole burnt offering to the Lord He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf and the Lord answered him
那么非利士人就被打败了
So Philistines was defeated
神的百姓因着撒母耳的祷告得胜了。
God's people won the battle through Samuel's prayer.
第八节啊，第八章第六节。
In chapter 8, verse 6.
当时撒母耳听见以色列人有一些要求。
At that time, Samuel he heard the request from Israelites.
撒母耳不喜悦他。第七节说他们不喜悦他们说立一个王治理我们他就祷告耶和华。
When they said, give us a king to lead us, this displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord.
撒母耳看见这一帮人不要神，要好像别的国家一样有王。
Samuel saw that his people did not want God, but they would like a king to rule over them, like just like the other countries.
他不开心。
He was upset.
他就去祷告。
And then he went to pray.
然后神就教导他。
And then the Lord told him.
撒母耳是个祷告的人。
Samuel was a man of prayer.
十二章。
In chapter 12,
17到19节
verse 17-19,
这不是割麦子的时候吗？我求告耶和华，他必打雷降雨，使你们又知道又看出你们求立王的事是在耶和华面前犯大罪了。于是撒母耳求告耶和华，耶和华就在这日打雷降雨，众民便甚惧怕耶和华撒母耳。
Verse 17, Is it not wheat harvest now? I will call upon the Lord to send thunder and rain, and you will realize what an evil thing you did in the eyes of the Lord when you asked for a king. Then Samuel called upon the Lord, and thatSame day, the Lord sent thunder and rain. So all the people stood in awe of the Lord and of Samuel.
十九节，众民对撒母耳说：“求你为仆人们祷告耶和华你的神。”
19. The people all said to Samuel, "Pray to the Lord your God for your servants."
这些人知道撒母耳是个会祷告的人。
These people knew that Samuel was a man of prayer.
二十三节
Verse 23,
撒母耳说，至于我，断不停止为你们祷告。
Verse 23, As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you.
所以我们知道撒母耳一生不单只充满着聆听神，也充满着神聆听。
So we know all his lifeSamuel not only knew to listen to God, but also is a man that God listens to.
无论我们年纪是少年人、中年人还是老年人
，No matter what age we are in,
我们都可以学习去聆听神。
We can all learn to listen to God.
也可以学习去做一个神聆听的人。
And learn to be a person that God listened to.
在我们中间有很多不少的年长的弟兄姊妹。
There are many senior brothers and sisters among us.
我们在周二、周四有守望祷告的聚会。
Our church had.Prayer meeting on Tuesday and Thursday morning.
可能我们身体因着年纪，我们就有很多限制。
Maybe because our age, there are many limitations due to our physical condition.
但是我们也可以学习做一个神聆听的人。
Yet we can all learn to be a person that God listens to.
有时候在家中，有时候在聚会里头。
Whether at home or at church.
好像撒母耳说，我断不停止为你们祷告。
Just like Samuel said, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you.
年纪大的人生活是很不容易的。
It is not easy for old people to live on.
做一件很简单的事，对他们来讲都是要付代价，要很用力的去做。
Even when they're doing just a simple thing, for them, they need to make a big effort.
那些难处是年轻人不能够明白的。
And those types of difficulties are not what the young people can understand.
所以他们在这个不容易的人生阶段里头仍然去祷告呢， 这些祷告在神面前是很有价值的。
So for those senior brothers and sisters in the difficult times, they still keep praying for us. It is not very easy for them.
我们可以为着我们心中所知道、所挂念的一些弟兄姊妹、亲人祷告。
We can pray for people, for our friends, for our brothers and sisters and their relatives, which we have a heavy burden in our heart.
或者为着教会的需要祷告。
Or praying for the church, for the church's needs.
我记得有一个姊妹。
I remember there's a sister.
她一生充满很多坎坷。
There were many ups and downs and difficulties through her life.
很多痛苦。
Many pains.
她人生大半段都充满很多苦读，很多憎恨的。
Majority of his lifetime is filled with bitterness and hatred.
甚至精神上有问题的。
She even has had a mental problem.
但是很奇妙，神慢慢的在她晚年的时候恢复她。
Yet amazingly, in her late age, the Lord restored her.
把她心中的苦毒挪去了。
And they removed all the bitterness and hatred from her heart.
她虽然是什么都不懂。
Although she knew nothing.
但是她对子孙他的后代的名字他记得很清楚。
But she can well remember all her grandchildren's, her offspring's names.
虽然他是自己一个人住。
Although she was living all by herself.
但是那些名字很清楚的记得。
Yet she can clearly remember all the names of her grandchildren's.
谁的孩那个孩子他们的孩子叫什么名有几个他很清楚。
Whose child has how many children and what are their names? She can remember them all.
为什么她这样清楚呢？
Why can she have such a clear memory?
按照她的精神力量，她是不行的。
According to her strength and mind, she is not able to.
她乃是每天都为着这些后代祷告。
But because she has been praying for all her offsprings every day.
因为每天都祷告，印象都很深了。
Because she prayed for each of them every day, so she had a deep impression of what's their names.
这些祷告就成为她的后代的祝福了。
And all these prayers become a blessing for her offsprings.
所以年长的人虽然身体有很多限制。
So older brothers and sisters, although you may have many limitations on your physical body,
这么多的限制，神仍旧留我们在地上。
But all theseRegardless of all these limitations, God still keep you on the earth.
年轻人过一天是很轻松的。
Yes, it is easy for a young man to pass one day.
对年长的人过一天要付很多代价的。
Yet for an old man, they need to make an effort to pass one day.
但是如果仍旧祷告的话，
But if you still pray,
这个祷告是更有价值的。
This prayer will bring you more value.
不单止被我们带导的人能够蒙福。
Not only will your prayer bring benefits and blessing to us,
并且自己也在神面前成为宝贵有用的仆人。
But you yourself will be a precious servant in God's eye.
就好像路加福音第二章那个年老的哈拿。
Just like in Luke chapter 2, the old Anna.
36节37节
Verse 36 to 37.
我们很快的读一遍。
Let's quickly read through it.
37节了。
37.
现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿，禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。从人看来，她年纪这么大，不能够做什么。
From man's point, she was so old that she could barely do anything.
但是她可以祷告。
Yet she can pray.
昼夜侍奉神。
She was able to pray day and night and serve the Lord.
愿意撒母耳的一生和他的名字激励我们。
May the life of Samuel and his name continue to encourage us.
学习聆听神。
To learn to listen to God.
也学习做一个神聆听的人。
And to learn to be a person that God listened to.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主我们、把我们所看过你的话语都交托给你。
Lord, we commit these words that we've read up to you.
如果不是你圣灵的工作，没有人能够明白你的话。
Unless your Holy Spirit works, no one could understand your word.
求你给我们一个、好的土壤，以致你的话在我们身上能够产生作用。
May you grant us good soil in our hearts so that your words may take effect in us.
你就真的叫讲的、翻的、听的、一同的蒙恩。
So that the speaker, the interpreter, and the listener truly are receiving your grace.
因为我们靠自己都是很多亏欠、很多软弱、很多不配。
Because in ourselves, we're filled with losses and weaknesses and unworthiness.
但是你的心意是要我们起来，来听你，起来向你祷告。
Your heart desire is for us to listen to you and rise up to pray to you.
愿荣耀都归给你。
May the glory be to you.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.